Hey, welcome to The Conversation. You're listening to Andy Mason, and this is Authentic Conversations around the messy intersection of faith, family, and business. And this episode, we jump back to, this is chapter 7 in the book Dream Culture, Bringing Dreams to Life. We've been walking through this because of the importance of timing. Critical time now for people to be examining your life and looking at what you're doing and why you're doing it, and then how to tap into what you were born for, who you are on the inside. And we've walked through that from chapters 1 through 6, and you can scroll back to previous episodes to listen to that. You'll see those there. But today we get to the point where you, once you've discovered what's really in your heart, you've nailed that down, what do you do about it? How do you turn an idea into something practical? That's what we're going to unpack today, which is literally called putting legs on your dreams. James 2:20 says, faith without works is dead. So show me. No, an idea on its own is not good enough. What are you going to do with it? So here we go. By this point on your dream journey, you will have unlocked some dreams and have written them down. That's the first step to unleashing you as a dreamer and launching your dreams on the journey towards reality. Now we're ready to put some legs on those dreams. This is where it gets really practical and you have to do things. You are responsible for you. Andy Andrews in the book The Butterfly Effect says, there are generations yet unborn whose very lives will be shifted and shaped by the moves you make and the actions you take today and tomorrow, and the next day, and the next. In this chapter, we will give you some concepts and basic coaching tools that you can use along with the Holy Spirit and a dream friend. We can't emphasize enough the importance of inviting the Holy Spirit on the journey with you, and also the importance of having a dream friend or a dream partner who is committed to seeing you become who you were designed to be, fully alive. Nothing happens outside of a growth-centered relationship. Heaven is founded on relationship, a Father, a Son, and a Holy Spirit. Earth was created from that relationship and with relationship in mind. We were not created to be independent individuals living in our own little spheres. Rather, we are interdependent beings living and creating from community. It is that community that brings multidimensional perspective and encouragement, inflow and outflow, accountability and significance, and that results in never-ending increase. The following coaching concepts and tools are primarily taken from the book Coaching Questions by Tony Stoltzfus. This book is full of powerful questions, keys, examples, and exercises that you can use by questioning yourself and others. If you want to further develop your ability to ask yourself the right questions and help those around you gain traction towards realizing their dreams, we highly recommend you get a copy. Which dream do I start with? You may now be staring at a list of 100 dreams. Wow, what a list. What do your dreams say about you? What are the themes that are consistently represented through them? How do you know which one to start with? Here's another great opportunity to ask the Holy Spirit for advice. He gives wisdom freely to those who ask and is amazing at highlighting things we wouldn't always think of. This journey is as much a journey of growing a relationship with Him as it is a roadmap to achieving your dreams with Him. Your dream list is like an invitation into His heart for you, like road markers into the heart of God. Some questions you can ask yourself to help you decide which dream or idea to start with include, which dream do I feel motivated to do something about right now? What dream do I feel life on when I think about it? What dream am I working on already? What dream is currently surrounded by some beneficial situation or circumstance that would lend the momentum to go after right now? Or, if you're really dear, what dream am I most afraid of? Remember, you already have what it takes to get started. God's divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. See 2 Peter 1:3. This means you already have, at least in seed form, all that you need to become who He has called you to be. You only need to find the seed that is already in your hand. Keep yourself focused on what you do have rather than what you don't have. It is amazing how when we trust God and believe nothing is impossible, creative thoughts are released to establish the how-to of going after your dream. When NASA launched the first mission to the moon, they first had to believe that space travel and landing on the moon was possible. Without that belief, nothing would have happened. Believing involves action. Belief is like the thermostat in your life, setting the climate for your outcomes. Negative belief or unbelief results in the lack of growth or the absence of positive action. Unbelief will leave you with a wish list of unfulfilled dreams. On the contrary, belief will result in confirming action steps that will create momentum and forward movement toward the realization of your dreams. The process of putting legs on your dreams. Once you've decided on the dream that you want to pursue first, the next process is one you can use over and over again to develop successive steps to walk out your dream. The questioning or coaching process helps turn a dream into a goal and then into an action step. The action step leads to an outcome, and that can be reviewed in light of the goal and overall dream. See the diagram in the notes. Successive goals can then be made or adjusted to continue the journey towards the fulfillment of the dream. The coaching funnel. The coaching funnel is a visual representation of the coaching process by which we turn a dream into a specific goal, then explore the situation and develop options from which we determine an action step. Once the goal is established, questions are used to fully explore what is going on in the situation before jumping into options and actions. This is called widening the funnel and will allow you to get more information and understanding on the table before generating solutions. Following this, the questions become more specific as options are evaluated and then a particular action step is identified. The specific action step or steps will then accomplish the goal and move you forward on your dream journey. 1. Turning your dream into a goal. Focus. The first step is narrowing your unlimited dream into a defined goal. You may find your dream will need to be broken down into a number of successive goals. While a dream is unlimited, a goal is a one-sentence statement that clearly defines what you want to achieve by a certain date. The SMART format, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-specific, is a useful tool to help develop the statement. The goal brings focus. Without it, the dream can remain somewhat elusive, making it difficult to define clear action steps. A goal is a specific, declared future objective that you're committed to reaching. The key to developing a goal quickly is to stay focused only on where you want to go and not how to get there until after the goal is set. Following are some helpful questions under each category of the SMART goal format, including a good and a bad example for each. Specific. You can state clearly where you're going. What will this dream look like when accomplished? What has to be done to achieve this dream? What do you need to be in order to achieve this dream? What else can you tell me about it in order to be more specific? What will be different when you have accomplished this dream? How could you define this more clearly or in fewer words? A bad example, write a book. A good example, write a book that inspires and empowers young and old in the church community to dream. Measurable. You've included a way to measure progress. How can you quantify this goal? Put it into a measure or number so we will know when you've accomplished it. How will you know or others know you've achieved progress on this goal? You said inspires and empowers. Define what you mean by that. Bad example, write a book that inspires and empowers. Good example, write a book by December 2020. Attainable. It is within your capabilities and depends only on you. Does this goal depend on anyone else's choices? Is this goal within your capabilities? Are there any barriers or circumstances that are working against you achieving this goal? How could you rewrite this SMART goal so it depends only on you? Bad example, sell 100,000 copies of the book. Good example, introduce the book to 12 different marketing and distribution networks by the end of 2020. Note, attainable can include the faith factor combined with your actions, but should not be dependent on the responses or actions of other people. For example, I cannot determine whether 100,000 people will buy the book, but I can introduce the book to multiple marketing and distribution networks and pray favor and an unusual advantage over book sales. Relevant. You care enough about this goal to make it a priority. What makes this important to you? What things are you prepared to put aside in order to make this goal happen? On a scale of 1 to 10, how important is it that you reach this goal? If you didn't achieve this goal, how would you feel? For example, I was coaching an individual who wanted to start a business and three different business options are in front of him. Initially, he was planning to explore all three opportunities, but when I asked him to tell me on a scale of 1 to 10 how each of these fit into his passion and purpose, he immediately gave two options a 0 out of 10 and one an 11 out of 10. The goal then became to develop a business plan for the remaining opportunity that had all relevance and resulting motivation. Time specific. It has a deadline or target completion date. When will you reach this goal? When will this be an established habit? When will you start this? What is your targeted completion date? Bad example, write a book this year. Good example, starting next month, write one chapter per month to have the book completed for the printer by December 2020. Once you have developed a one-sentence statement of your goal, write it down. Your goal should clearly state the objective you want to reach by a particular date. This will keep you focused in the process of developing action steps, reviewing the outcomes, and then continuing the process as your dream materializes right before your eyes. 2. Exploring the goal. The second step involves fully exploring the goal or the dream behind it, what led up to it, and what is going on under the surface in your heart. This takes the focus from the goal itself to the situation surrounding the goal. It widens the perspective, as in the image of the coaching funnel, to give the bigger picture or underlying factors. Exploration can involve probing the external situation and the internal responses that you may be having to the situation. This is where the real depth of your heart's desires, motivations, and beliefs become apparent, allowing you more clearly to decide on options to proceed. Following are some questions to ask yourself or to get your dream friend or dream partner to ask you. Look for repeated words or words showing the evidence of emotion and the tone of voice as you listen for the heart. What is the background leading up to this goal? Tell me more. What's behind that? Where do you see this going? What will that look like? Where else in your life is this evident? What is going on inside you when you consider this situation? Tell me more. What are the most important factors or players in the situation? What is most significant for you? It is common at this stage of the coaching funnel to uncover deeper driving passions or emotions and sometimes and even an aha moment where you may begin to tap a hidden desire or motivation that you didn't even realize was there. Recently, I was coaching a person who had a dream to establish a life coaching business. As we explored the dream, using some of the questions above, we uncovered that the desire was motivated out of this person's history of gaining freedom from abuse. It was a significant discovery. The deepest desire was to coach people with similar backgrounds into their own personal freedom. If we had not first explored the situation, we would have not tapped into that level of motivation or the specific focus that the business was to have. Once you feel you've fully explored the situation surrounding the goal, it is time to develop some possible options to proceed. Number 3, developing options. What could you do? Now is the time to think creatively to develop multiple potential solutions to reach the goal. Often you will easily list several ideas that you have previously considered. The process becomes powerful when you push past those initial ideas beyond the box to discover options that you hadn't previously considered. The following are some questions to help you discover options. Be encouraged to continue to explore and uncover options beyond the immediate and obvious. What could you do to move yourself towards your goal? What other options could you think of? If you imagined yourself in someone else's shoes, what other options might they come up with? Let's shoot for at least 5 possible options. What else could you do? What obstacles might keep you from reaching your goal? How could you remove them? What have you done in similar situations in the past? If you asked the Holy Spirit, what would He suggest? Pausing to consider some of these questions, especially in the presence of a friend or in your own quiet time, will release creativity to unlock seemingly hidden options. Our God is the God of creation, and He made us in His image. We have the ability to tap into creative thought and access realms with unlimited wisdom, revelation, and understanding. I had an amusing situation of this happen when I was giving an example of what that looks like in my own life. As I was explaining the process to a friend and giving him an example of listing different options for a goal, I blurted out an option that I hadn't even consciously thought of. I suddenly paused, looked at my friend and said, "Wow, I'm going to do just that." The resulting action step was significant in obtaining favor and advice to move me toward the accomplishment of one of my dreams. 4. Deciding on an option to pursue. What will you do? Now it's time to decide which option or options you will pursue that can move you toward your goal. Options are what you could do. Of these options, some of them you will want to do. This part of the process is about turning choice into action by clarifying what you will do. The options you mentioned are, read back through the list of options that were listed in the previous step. What stands out to you on that list? Which options do you want to pursue? Which of these options will most effectively move you toward your goal? What are the advantages and disadvantages of each option? What is the best option? 5, action, making it happen. Finally, it's time to just get something done. Here we turn the option that you've decided on to create concrete steps with high buy-in. Clearly stating what you will do creates both commitment and accountability. Let's turn that into an action step. What exactly will you do? What will you do and by when? You mentioned that you could, should, might, ought to do. What will you commit to doing? Is that a realistic timetable? Are there any other obstacles we need to address before you move forward on this step? Hope brings life. But in order to attain victory, hope must be accompanied by action. The dream that you will have will remain a dream unless you make a conscious decision to turn it into tangible steps that you can walk out. Benjamin Franklin said, "Well done is better than well said." Graveyards all around the world are full of buried dreams. You can choose to take the steps that will turn your dreams into a reality. The choice is yours. Now, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. I trust that's been of value to you. If you want to really walk this through and take this seriously, I encourage you, grab a copy of the book. It'd be the cheapest investment in your life ever. And you can grab that on Amazon. It's called Dream Culture, Bringing Dreams to Life. It's either in a physical copy or as a e-version, ebook under Kindle. You can find that on Amazon. And make sure you post your questions and comments and thoughts below. Share this with a friend that you want to encourage for them to go after their dreams. And we'll talk again next week.